The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org.
Puro Chile, tu cielo azulado, pura brisa te cruza también.
Not a new song there here on The Takeaway, but certainly one with new meaning being sung down in Chile outside of the San Jose
and,
mine.
And probably sounded sweeter and better than if the most well-trained Chilean singer had sung it.
And I think many of the people who sang that song, including the president and all the rescuers and the rescued miners who were there at the time, probably weren't used to singing that song in that way for much of their lives, given the history in Chile.
I think you're probably correct about that.
Well, what did we hear yesterday? We heard all kinds of amazing sounds. There was this cheering as miners emerged from that capsule that's now sort of burned into our memory, the Phoenix capsule, giving life to all 33 of those miners. And then we heard this. As Chileans, family members erupted in a spirit of affection and nationalism as this folklore unfolded before the entire world. It ended last night at about 10 with the rescue of the final of those miners, 33 miners all out of the ground. But what does it mean looking forward? Susan Kaufman Purcell joins us, director of the Center for Hemispheric Policy at the University of Miami. She's the co-author of the book Chile, Prospects for Democracy, joining us from Miami. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, there's a lot of emotional hyperbole here. Certainly the president spoke of how the real value in his country is not in the copper and in the minerals and the natural resources that have supported his and other governments in Chile, but in the miners themselves. How much of this can last, do you think, Susan Kaufman Purcell?
I think it's going to last quite a while because I think what it's going to do is, in a sense, consolidate achievements and accomplishments that have already, you know, are already there. And it will sort of reinforce many of the good things, I think, about Chilean culture and beliefs about themselves.
Well, before we talk about the culture, let's think about the politics for a moment. Here's President Piñera speaking very, very specifically about what he believed the lessons are here. I'm quoting him, "All the Chileans are united, committed with this rescue effort, and that's an example for the whole world." Do you think that there's a way to extend that example for the entire hemisphere?
I don't know about the entire hemisphere, but I certainly do think that it will encourage Chile, which already is a leader in Latin America in many ways, to move ahead, in a sense, doing the unfinished things that need to be done in Chile to move it definitively from a developing world status into a more developed, into a developed world, you know, first world type of country.
You know, the president also spoke yesterday and said that when people hear the word Chile, they will now, from now on, not remember the coup d'etat or the dictatorship of General Pinochet. They will remember what we've done here. Is that true, or is that rhetoric that years from now we'll look back on and maybe wonder about?
Well, I think there are obviously lots of people who will remember that Chile went through a dictatorship. But I think he's right in a way, because now the word is going to be associated with the images will come to mind of this truly extraordinary rescue effort. And Chile actually wasn't that well known around the world, except perhaps for the coup that led to General Pinochet's taking over. But now, I mean, when you think more than 1 billion people were riveted to their television sets during this time, and the main and most important thing, aside from obviously the fact that all the miners got out alive and were even found, is that this was a meticulously done, really laudable operation in every way, just about, that you can think of.
Well, you know, Susan, let me ask you, there have been a number of cases in which a country has enjoyed an international spotlight and an international sense of goodwill. September 11th is one of those moments, but there have been many for other countries. And I'm wondering if you could advise the president of Chile in how not to squander this moment and how to make the best of it, both internally in the country and internationally. What would you say?
Well, I think he already sees the opportunity and knows what to do. I mean, if you remember at the end of when the last miner came out and he gave his talk, he already talked about, you know, we're not going to forget, you know, who's responsible for this happening to the mine, and we're not going to forget that we need new kind of legislation and have to do many things for the workers in Chile. And he already gave a glimpse that he was going to move ahead with this agenda. But he was a president in an interesting position. He's the first right of center or first conservative democratically elected president in 20 years. I mean, since the end of the Pinochet regime, when Chile went back to democracy, you've had a left of center coalition governing as I said, for 20 years. And it's very hard in countries that have had a military coup, and you see this throughout Latin America, for them to quickly go back and elect someone from a right-of-center party. And so this transition was made, you know, with some doubt on the part of the people who supported the left-of-center coalition. And I think this episode really further integrated the political system so that it now, you know, it's now the right-of-center government has proved its democratic and nationalistic bona fides.
Right. Well, I think what you're suggesting is that, you know, we've certainly reached a level of engagement now of all Chileans that puts some of the cynicism aside, and you see engagement on the left and the right in the democratic institutions in Chile, and what that's going to mean for the country going forward will be a good story, but it's not absolutely clear what's going to happen. You know, one of the things that occurred to me before we go is what the president said here, maybe the global lesson from this is not so much about Chilean politics, but about the global environmental policies that have plagued our world. Listen to this.
We have learned the lesson, and we will change all our standards and procedures to protect the lives, the integrity, and the dignity of our workers, not only in the mining sector, across the economy.
Now, that's not someone known for speaking about workers' rights very much. So what's the quick lesson there before we go?
It's not environmental. It's really safety standards and to treat the working class with more consideration in terms of their needs.
And also not to let the hunger for natural resources, be they oil, coal, or copper, get in the way of some of those humanitarian values. Susan Kaufman, Purcell, Director of the Center for Hemispheric Policy at the University of Miami, co-author of Chile, Prospects for Democracy. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Fue el asilo contra la opresión.